Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. The show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. This show's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. And remember this, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is your medicine. So the choices you're making today can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have. And that's really what it comes down to. It comes down to your choices that you make every single day. I'm Asa. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience. If you haven't signed up or subscribed to the podcast, you should. It's a great way daily to get some bite-sized pieces, small little bit, about 30 minutes tops, to get a little bit in every single day. Okay, cuts out all the commercials, the long commercials, long form, and you can just do it in a quick way. It's a great way to put it on your phone, so it's on every outlet you can think of. Pandora, iHeart, it's on, of course, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, you name it. Anything you like out there, we're there. Type in Asa RX, you'll see it. Okay, we'll pop right up and be there for you each and every day to encourage you, to help you, equip you, and really give you the tools that you need to thrive. That's what we want to see. We want to see thrive more than anything else, and to do really, really well in your life. That, my friends, is what it's all about. Let's kick it off and go with Eleanor. Hi, Eleanor.
I can't hear one eye out of my ears. I'm 84 years old. Tell me what I could do for my ears. And this is the first time it ever happened. They open up and close up.
So when you have, Eleanor, I know that's challenging. It can be. It just depends on more of the root cause and what's causing that. I would go to your family doctor, your primary care, and have them take a look. I mean, it can be something as simple as just a buildup of wax, and that happens over time. So, but then there also could be inflammation going on somewhere that could be closing those off or creating that sensation that they're closing. So I would get with your family doctor, your primary care physician, whomever that is, and let them look at it and just evaluate. Because somebody needs to look inside your ear. It's not just as simple as, oh, take this, or oh, do that. Or it's not that. You want somebody literally to go look inside your ear with the otoscope and actually look in and see what's going on. That's definitely, it's really important. You got to have that done, okay? This is not one of those things where you just want to say, you call me and just say, hey, what do I do? It's probably nothing. It's nothing serious, potentially. But you at least want to get it looked at so that everything can be ruled out. And then if there is something obstructive in there, they can go ahead and clean that in the office and just get rid of that issue completely. And that would be a huge blessing. So keep me posted on how that goes. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. Hey, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes just like we do, then go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com and click on Find a Provider, and we can help you find somebody in your area that can tag team with you on your health and really, because it's all about having a good health coach. That's the bottom line. Like, there's a difference between a physician that gives you a little bit of direction and then a health coach that takes you by the hand and works with you, you know, all day long or any time during the day. And that's what things are shifting into. You want a provider that acts like a coach more than any. So the mindset needs to change. Like, you going down and sitting down with a white coat and then going back every 4 months is not accomplishing a whole lot. Have you figured that out yet? Like, if you're in your 70s and 80s, this has been the model that you've known for your whole life. right? So the doctor has the white coat. You go in, you sit down, you tell them all your ailments. They give you a prescription, or they say, do this for the next 3 or 4 months. Come back in, we'll get some more blood work, right? That's the typical. But who's coaching you the day-to-day? Who's with you on the day-to-day? When you wake up every single day and you don't want to exercise, or you wake up and don't know what to eat, when you wake up or you're not even getting good sleep and you're trying to figure that out, everything doesn't need to be based on when you can get a doctor's appointment 4 months from now because they're booked out solid. You follow me? And then you don't need to just be on your own either and go read blogs on the internet and articles and magazines and get a newsletter and try to figure it out on your own. That's where health coaches come in. You want a provider that acts more like a coach. Like, that needs to become your mindset with your health, not just what does the great, you know, doctor say about this. I mean, doctors, we're all great, but you want a doctor that coaches you and pushes you on a regular basis or has something to do that with. So I would encourage you, if you're looking for a provider, get in touch with one of our team members, and we can help you find somebody in your area that can help push you, take you by the hand, and really get you the help that you need. So what about nosebleeds? You ever talk about nosebleeds? Your kids ever get them? Do you ever get them? I want to talk about some causes of nosebleeds, because we always tend to, especially when we're kids, we're like, oh, they get a nosebleed. Oh, it's dry outside, or oh, it's too cold outside. I mean, I had nosebleeds when I was a kid, and it kind of stopped. But underlying health conditions could be a reason for nosebleeds, okay, especially later in life. So number one is liver disease. I'm going to give you some here to think about. Liver disease, kidney disease, chronic alcohol consumption can cause that. Heart conditions, like high blood pressure and congestive heart failure, can also lead to nosebleeds. So that's something that you want to really think about. And then also, you've got to look at a couple of things. So shortness of breath and anxiety, another one. Now, dry air can definitely cause it. That was always the root cause of mine. You ever get the humidifiers? You remember that? Did you ever do that when you were a kid? I had like a constant like humidifier going in my room when it was in like the winter time when it was really dry. Never forget that. But it would help. I mean, it got rid of the nosebleeds for sure. So dry air can cause that. Like people that if you move from like the west, the east coast, say you live in Florida and you move out to Arizona and you get the dry air, that happens a lot. Or go to Denver, you go on a ski trip for like a week and you get a nosebleed. That's what that is. That's that dry air in the altitude. So blood thinning medications are another one too. So if you take a lot of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you know, like the NSAIDs, as we call them, they can cause that as a small side effect. But, I mean, a lot of times, if you're the medications, it's rare that they'll cause that. Nose picking and scratching, oh, that'll cause it. So if your kids are constantly picking their nose, then, you know, you want to obviously stop that. So here's how you get rid of a bloody nose. Pinching your nostrils shut is for 10 minutes. And breathing through your mouth, that'll do the trick. Alternately, you can make a nose-pinching device. The other thing you can do is to take a piece of tissue and stick it into the nose, and it creates pressure against the area that's bleeding or where the blood's actually coming from. And it's like applying pressure on it. It's the same thing. It's a gentler way of doing that. You can use just a tissue to do that, kind of roll it up a little bit, put it in there, and then it'll stop the bleeding over a period of time. But anyway, just be aware that a nosebleed, don't blow it off. Kind of pay attention to why it's happening. If there's no dry air and you're not on blood thinning medications, go see your doctor. And if you're not picking your nose, if you're not picking your nose and no meds and it's not dry air, go see your doctor. Just make sure that it's not the body trying to tell you something, that something's going on, or that something is there that doesn't need to be there, that needs to be looked at, right? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience. I'm Asa, here with you each and every day. I want to encourage you and help you to get to that next level with your health and with your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. Your choices, that's the medicine. Strong mind, strong body, strong life. It's up to you. You have to make the decision that you want to become the best version of you. We'll be right back. Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. Make sure to check out the website. Go to AsaRx.com. It's AsaRx.com. We're here for you each and every day, no matter what you're struggling with, no matter what you're dealing with. Remember, your health is your greatest wealth. Like, no one can take responsibility for your health but you. You have to do that. Like, nobody else is going to do that. You have to jump in and say, you know what? I'm going to step up. You know what? I'm going to be the one to be the change agent for me. Like, no medicine is going to fix and correct your issues within your body more than you will. Like, remember, you have to do that. Strong mind, the way you think, determines the kind of body you're going to have. So I always say strong mind, strong body. That's it. Then, of course, you'll have a strong life. Let's jump on the phones and get with Randy. Hi, Randy.
I've got a bacterial kidney infection I've had for about 14 days, and it's really killing my back. I can't even turn my head. I was just wondering, they got me on Cipro. What's good for my kidneys right now to help get rid of this thing? I'm a little worried.
Yeah, I get that. If they've got you on the medication, obviously you want to stick with that and follow what they're telling you. That's super important. The other thing that you've got to look at, and this is really important too, is there's a lot you can do for the kidneys. Now, I like doing a blend of actually tart cherry juice and organic cranberry juice. Now, these juices are not, this is not like, you know, some sweet juice. They're both very tart, but cutting them with some water and drinking on a regular basis can be very helpful and supportive to the kidneys. The other thing, it's kind of hard to find them, but if you can get them, you want to get them and just eat them daily, are juniper berries. Juniper berries, it's actually what they make gin, you know, the alcohol gin. That's what they make that from. They're made from juniper berries. And juniper berries are fantastic for the kidneys. They're extremely restorative for the kidneys. They help rebuild the kidneys in a lot of ways. So that's something that while you're going through an infection like that can be helpful. And then this is an alternative thought as far as things to take. But ionic silver can be very helpful too. And there's some debate on that. Definitely not. This is more on the alternative side of things. Traditional medicine really doesn't buy into that at all. But on the alternative side, they know that, and they've used it a lot clinically, and silver seems to work really, really well at lower doses, or, you know, just small amounts, basically. But you can get that at any health food store if you check that out. Actually, they've been out quite a bit lately, just with everything going on. It's hard to find it, but you can, if you just look and research on the internet, find a place, you can usually get that at at one of the outlets, okay? One of the bigger ones will typically have it. But you can check that. Those are a couple things you can do. But I would also, don't forget that if they got you on the antibiotics, you definitely want to be taking probiotics along with that. Minimum 30 billion per capsule, whatever you're taking, all right? So when you're researching that, and you know, we've got those at our website. If you want to go to acerx.com, we've got them there. But you want to be taking a probiotic every day, no matter what. I mean, and if your doctor doesn't have you on that, you know, definitely need to mention that to them, because it's a big deal. If you're going to disrupt the bacterial flora, and sometimes you have to clear an infection, you've got to rebuild the flora as well, and that's where the probiotics come in. All right, keep me posted on how that goes. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What about blood pressure and cholesterol? You know, we talk about that a lot, but do we really understand what all that means and what's going on? I don't know that everybody does, because when I talk to people about it, there's a lot of misinformation, I think. So I'm going to go over some of that with you right now, just because it's important. So just because you have diabetes doesn't mean you're destined to have heart issues. Okay, you're not. I mean, they typically go hand in hand, but you don't have to have that. So blood pressure is determined by two numbers, okay? The systolic, you want to stay under 120. That's the top number. And the diastolic, which is the lower number, you want to keep it under 80. So 80 or lower. Okay. These numbers are usually written as a ratio, like 120 over 80. And for cholesterol, it's usually recommended that the LDL, the bad cholesterol, be less than 100, and the HDL, which is the good cholesterol, greater than 40 for men and greater than 50 for women. And triglycerides need to be less than 150. All right? So how do you keep all those numbers in check? Well, it's not the, let me just say this. I want you to hear me. It's not hard. So if you've got diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, if you have cholesterol, these are kind of in our categories of chronic health conditions. This is not hard to beat. Like, it's not. And I can tell you that. I mean, I've got so many people that we've coached and worked with in our company, I mean, nationwide, even outside of the country, that have beat all these conditions. Like, I have yet to see someone that's willing to put in the work that cannot completely get their cholesterol normal with no medication. There's no one I've ever seen that could not get their blood pressure completely normal with no medication. There's no one I've ever seen that, if they put in the work, could not get rid of diabetes, be off all medications, and body be back completely normal. I don't care what their age is. I've never seen someone, if they're willing to put in the work, to not be able to reverse it. Okay, and everybody that we coach that puts in the work, it reverses. And that's a strong statement. It is. But the key is you putting in the work. Not everybody wants to put in the work. Okay? And that's the hard part. So I'm going to give you some keys about what to do and how to really beat this thing. So when you talk about blood pressure, talk about cholesterol, they're big conditions, right? But yet they're easy to beat. And the big ones like cancer, those are big ones. Okay? Those are big ones. But these kind of conditions are ones that you can knock out pretty easily. So I'm going to jump in and talk about kind of ways to overcome that in just a moment. I really don't want to get into that because it's more than just exercise. It's more than just cut out the sodas. Yeah, it's more than that. It comes down to your choices. What you're doing every single day, it matters. The way you think about your body, all that matters. So it really comes down to the whole concept, strong mind, strong body, strong life. Those three, goes in that order. And you have to have a real strong attitude for it. So I'm going to jump in and tell you what to do for high blood pressure and cholesterol, how to beat it and get to the next level when we come back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A landmark in vaccinations. White House COVID-19 Response Team Coordinator Jeff Zients.
Today, 100 million Americans are fully vaccinated. Nearly double the 55 million who were fully vaccinated at the end of March.
He said 220 million shots have been given out since President Biden took office. He also said by the end of May, they'll have enough vaccines for every person in America. Dr. Anthony Fauci said about 8% of Americans who received one dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine haven't returned for their second dose. The TSA has now extended its mask requirement for 4 months longer. Passengers on trains, planes, and buses will have to continue to wear masks through September 13th. People with certain disabilities and children under 2 years of age are still exempt from the rule. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The White House is looking towards sending kids back to in-class learning. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
President Biden believes schools should be open for 5-day-a-week in-person learning in the fall, despite the fact that children likely will not be vaccinated by then. Biden telling NBC's Today Show,
based on the science and the CDC, they should probably all be open. There's not overwhelming evidence that there's much of a transmission among these people, young people.
Teachers' unions, mainly those in major coastal cities, have resisted reopening schools for much of the 2020-2021 school year, refusing to return teachers to classrooms until a variety of demands, some of which are not directly related to COVID, have been met. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A sharp-eyed TV reporter actually found the escaped fugitive in Atlanta, as we hear from USA's Lance Pry.
An Arizona murder suspect who escaped from deputies Thursday morning in Atlanta, Georgia, at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, is back in custody after being spotted by a television news reporter. Jason Carlos Strover was seen by Channel 2 Action News dipping into some bushes in the College Park area. They called police, and Strover was quickly surrounded and taken into custody. Mr. Strover was being transported to Phoenix to face a murder charge when he escaped. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. We're here to talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, the body can get sick. You can also get well. That's the good news, okay? You don't have to be stuck where you are. You really can make a difference. You really can go to a different level and a better level for your health and for your life. We want to help you do that. No matter what you're struggling with, we're here. Go to AsaRx.com and we can help you along the way. Now, we're talking about blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Now, the normal numbers for blood pressure is 120 on the top number and 80 on the lower number. You don't want it going over that. It can go under that a little bit, but even that, you don't want it to go too low, okay? So with cholesterol, though, the LDL, which we call the bad cholesterol, they're both good. I mean, we need both types of cholesterol. But the LDL is kind of the cholesterol they call the bad cholesterol that can clog things up. You want to keep that under 100. And then the good cholesterol, the HDL, you want to have greater than 40 for men and greater than 50 for women. And then triglycerides, you want less than 150. Triglycerides are kind of like, that's like the glue. And you don't want to have a whole lot of glue going on because it can make everything sticky inside the vessels. Okay? It's a good way to think about it. It's not really like that, but that's a good way to remember it. All right, I want to talk about what to do, though, okay? So if you want to change your lifestyle, remember, it comes down to you. If you got blood pressure and cholesterol issues, like, it is not about taking medicine forever. Like, it's not, and you got to get that out of your head. And the doctors that put you on the medications, it's not their fault. Like, they've got 10 minutes to work with you, maybe 15, and then that's it. They've got a million other people they got to work with, and they can't go home and set cameras up and motivate you and coach you. That's just not what they do. They're there to hear about what's going on, give you a solution, you know, put you on medicines. And the medicine manages. Remember, medicine's not really a cure for the most part. The medicine is a manager. So it manages what's happening. And the big thing is you want to get that as balanced as you can, as quickly as you can. And that's the best way to do that whole deal. You don't want to be stuck taking medicine forever. You want to be able to take charge of your own health and your own life. If you're looking for a provider to help you with that, we've got providers all around the country. So you can give us a call, 888-283-7272, or go to the website, go to asarx.com, and we can help you find a provider in your area that believes just like we do, that can help you get the job done when it comes to this. I mean, you're looking, ultimately you're looking for a coach. You're looking for a health coach. You want somebody that can take you by the hand, coach you through this process, walk with you through this process, and not just leave you hanging so that you know what to do on the day to day. So let's jump into it for a minute. Number one, when we're working on blood pressure, of course, eating a proper diet and getting exercise and all that is something that we know about, but do we really do it? So getting regular exercise is number one. All right, the American Heart Association recommends 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise at least 5 days a week for a total of 150 minutes per week. Now, moderate equals a brisk walk. If you exercise more vigorously, you can cut the time in half, down to 75 minutes a week. So if you have joint pain or osteoarthritis, you can go for lower impact exercises like water aerobics, swimming, or bicycling, or the elliptical machine. But that would cut your time down significantly if you can up the intensity. But so just remember, 150 minutes a week, if you're just kind of lollygagging, as I like to call it. We say that in the South, lollygag. I don't even know what that is, but I've been saying it since I was like five. What is lollygagging? All right, so if you just kind of do that, you can do 150 minutes a week. If you really want to crank it up and burn more fat and increase your metabolic rate, then you can do some higher end like swimming, bicycling, elliptical, even sprints. You can, you know, run up the stairs. A lot of things you can do that will increase that. Now, cut out sugary drinks, not just sodas. You know, for long we just said, oh, don't drink sodas, right? Because of the high fructose corn syrup. But it's all sugar drinks. Like, when I tell people don't drink juice for the most part, they're like, what? I thought juice was supposed to be really healthy. Yeah. I'm not a juice fan at all. Like, little bit of tart cherry juice, little bit of like tart cranberry is okay, but drinking juices on a regular basis, and you're just begging for diabetes. You're begging to gain weight. Like it's been shown. So you don't want to do that. Now, watermelon juice has come on pretty strong recently as a recovery agent after exercise, but that's about the only time you'd want to drink it. Okay. Now, when they say watch the salt when it comes to blood pressure, it's a big topic. Now, this is really the junk salt, the salt that's in processed foods that they add to foods just to make taste better so you'll buy them more. I have found that, you know, there's a difference between salt and sodium. Your body actually needs sodium to function, okay? But the junk salt's going to make your blood pressure go up. However, natural sodium, which is found in, like, celery juice, it's like the highest form of sodium. And you can drink celery juice and it lowers blood pressure. Why is that? It's because the body needs a certain amount of sodium to combat potassium. If you're eating vegetables and fruits all the time, you're getting a ton of potassium. Well, that's fine. And you think, well, that'll lower blood pressure. Well, yes and no. I mean, you've got to have a balance of the right kind of foods and the right kind of minerals and the right kind of electrolytes. So the sodium is extremely helpful for getting everything balanced out as well. So celery juice is really good, and I like using pink Himalayan sea salt on foods, like the real deal pink Himalayan sea salt. Matter of fact, I put it in my water, a pinch of it. I'll put it in my water just to get enough of those natural occurring minerals that you get from there. And that helps tremendously. So those are some keys that can help with blood pressure. Now, cholesterol is a different animal. Cholesterol, you want to make sure the exercise will help with that, yes. But with the cholesterol numbers, you also want to look at a couple of things. One is eating fat. And if you think eating fat's a bad thing, that is so 1980s, it's unbelievable. Okay, fat is actually good for you. It's good, you know, it's great for you. Man, eating eggs every single day, the egg yolk, the fat that's in that actually helps to lower cholesterol. Yep, I just said it. It lowers it. But we know that. We've known that for a long time. Now that's why the American Heart Association said eat eggs every day. Okay? When did they ever say that before? So now they're saying that. So eggs are good. Good fats, your omega-3 fats, fats from olive oil and avocados, your monounsaturated fats, those are great. So increasing your fat intake at least to about 30% of your diet can be extremely beneficial for your cholesterol. So fat does not make you get more cholesterol. Fat actually helps to lower your cholesterol. Don't get that confused. That's super important. But cholesterol, that's one of the main things. So exercise will increase the good cholesterol, the HDL, and lower the LDL, the bad cholesterol. So that's why exercise is so good. Keeps all those numbers in check. See, I mean, it's not that hard. There are only some key components that you got to follow to really hit your numbers and get them where you need to be. It's not hard, folks. It's really not. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. You're listening to the AsaRx Experience right here to take you to the next level with your health and with your life. Let's get on the phones and go with Martha. Hi, Martha.
And I have many healthcare issues. Just wanted to talk about one of them, and that is an enlarged heart wall. And what can I do about that? Also about plantar fasciitis in my feet, high blood pressure, and diabetes. So they're the whole smorgasbord of things to choose from.
That is a smorgasbord. That's like going to the old Golden Corral. You got all kinds of things to pick from, right? So high blood pressure and diabetes go hand in hand. When you work on diabetes, you're going to work on blood pressure, all right? The reality is you haven't made good choices, all right? Let's just cut to the chase. It's what it is. So bad food choices, bad exercise choices over a long period of time give you things like diabetes and cholesterol. Now, that's not a bad thing. It's not meant to point a finger at you. It's just calling a spade a spade. So that's why we're having this conversation, right? So the good news is you can start now. And the thing you want to start with is making sure, number one, that you start exercising every single day, number one. Okay, I don't care what you do, if you go out and walk, if you go out and walk the dog, if you just get out and get moving every day for 30 minutes. Okay, I would go 6 days a week. Actually, like, I would go 6 days a week and do, you know, 25 minutes, whatever it is, 20, 24 minutes. I would do that. Okay, that's number one. Number two is you got to get your diet in check, your eating strategy. You got to have someone help you dial in your eating. It's not me telling you to eat two different foods. You're going to need a coach, a provider, to walk with you and lay out a plan. That's number two. You got to get your blood check done for nutritional deficiencies, not just the basic medical lab work, but getting checked for nutritional deficiencies to figure out the root cause of why a lot of this is going on. And then also making sure that you have everything in check hormonally. The body's hormones have got to be working right. What's called the HPA axis. The hypothalamus, pituitary, and the adrenal system have got to all be working in proper order to keep everything balanced. And if you have that set and all that is working in the right order, in the right way, then you're going to have great health. But it's going to take a strategy to do that. You can't just cross your fingers and hope for the best. Make sense? So your fatty acids are going to play a big role too, so make sure to get those looked at. And with the heart wall lining, all of that, now that component right there, remember, once the heart has changed in shape or structure, it typically does not go back. But it doesn't mean that it's not going to work that well. It just means that there's been structural changes. Now, it's up to you to make the lifestyle changes necessary to support where your body is currently. The cool thing about this is, remember, that the body regenerates every single day. Each day, old cells die off and new cells form. We get a brand new body every, you know, so often. So you can make changes today to get a better and new body tomorrow. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
On-Call Radio, and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call and go to the website, go to AsaRx.com. Did you get your free health book yet? You can check that out. Go to MyFreeHealthBook.com. Of course, you go to the website, go to AsaRx. You'll see it there. But yeah, I'm giving away our hard copy of our best-selling book just to help you get to the next level with your health and life, just so you're not stuck, just so you have something in your pocket to help you get you to the next level. That's what it's for. And we just want to give that away. I mean, we cover the cost of the book. You just cover the shipping and the handling. I think that's a pretty good deal. But yeah, we want to help. I just want to give it. I'm in a season where I just want to help. Really, I know a lot of people are struggling right now and need the help. So we want to do that in any capacity that we can. If you're looking for a provider, just let us know. Someone in your area to help you out, coach you, and get you going in the right direction, just go to AsaRx.com and we can help you do that all along the way. So migraine headaches are something it's talked about quite a bit, and people are like, how do I get rid of the migraine headaches? But what's interesting is, are they tied to Parkinson's? That's what we need to figure out. So migraines in the midlife may be associated with increased odds of developing Parkinson's disease, which is quite interesting. So a study was done about this, and they said there was a strong link between migraine and Parkinson's, especially when there's an aura. An aura is where you see like a flash of light kind of thing with migraines. It's a warning sign for a pending attack and includes flashes of light and skin tingling. But one thing to look at is that throbbing chronic headaches that impact about 28 million Americans age 12 and up, these migraines affect three times as many women as men, according to the American Headache Society. Did you know there's an American Headache Society? We've got societies for everything in health and medicine, for sure. So meanwhile, about 1 million people in the United States have Parkinson's disease, and up to 60,000 more are diagnosed each year, according to the National Parkinson's Foundation. See, there's another foundation. And they tracked these people who had it, and they found that about 12% of those with migraine headaches were connected with Parkinson's. So, I mean, is it a direct correlation? It can be, but just know that if you tend to have a lot of migraine headaches in middle age, you definitely want to go get checked out. Just go get checked out. Have your doctor look at you, run some basic tests, and at least get that ruled out that that's a possibility, because the earliest detection that you have on that, the better, as we know. And just having that looked at is going to make a big difference. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the AsaRx Experience. Check us out, AsaRx.com. Let's go to Tim on the phones. Hi, Tim.
Yes. Is it okay to take Rutin for your blood vessels if you're also taking Plavix, the blood platelet thinner?
Yeah, so Rutin is found. See, the cool thing I love about foods and even certain whole food-based supplements, rutin is found naturally in food. So it's not going to interfere typically with any kind of medication for the most part. It's very rare that some of the supplements will interfere, interact. I mean, there are some that it will. But rutin is a great supplement to take to strengthen up your vessels and really support the body in those ways. And that's one of the reasons that our vessels get weaker, is because we don't get the right amount of fruits and vegetables. You know, it's funny, 1% of Americans actually eat vegetables on a regular basis. I mean, you may go and eat broccoli every now and then, but or have a salad, but the majority of people don't eat vegetables. That's crazy. So like 1% do that. And it's one of those things, and this is the number one food you can put in your body for optimal health. Eating vegetables is massive when it comes to that. So, yeah, I mean, I would vote rutin is a fantastic supplement to use. Getting it from your foods, obviously, is the best way. That's my number one, and supplements come after that. But using the written supplement. Just make sure it's an organic supplement whenever you're taking those. And make sure it's a good whole food-based product, not synthetic. And I don't really like tablets very well. Depends on the kind they are. Most caplets or tablets don't absorb that well. But make sure if it's in a supplement form that it's in a vegetable capsule. That's one of the best ways to go when it comes to something like that. And it can be extremely beneficial. And hey, don't forget that rutin combined with vitamin C is really good as well. Now, most fruits and vegetables contain a high amount of vitamin C. But again, if you're not doing that, then vitamin C supplementation can be very helpful with rutin as well. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You're listening to Asa RX right here. And I'm here for you. Janet in Waco, Texas. Love Waco, Texas. Great town. She said, I've noticed a pain in my knee when I climb up and down the stairs. I've been doing that every day, and now I'm having to ease off of that because of the pain. What do you think it could be? Well, if it's overuse by you doing it every single day, it could be a little bit of tendonitis. Could be a lot of things. Could be cartilage in the knee. Could be weak muscles at certain points in the leg. I would go get it looked at and just have someone check it out. If you don't do a lot of resistance training, you just walk stairs, you might want to think about that, because the same repetitive behavior over and over again can actually cause some instability within the connective tissue and the muscles. And that might be what's going on. It could be an issue with what we call osteomalacia, which could be a softening underneath the kneecap, the patella. If you're not getting the right kind of nutrition on the inside. So low levels of vitamin D can actually cause that. So it's just about getting it looked at and having them take a peek on the inside of what's really going on. Nutrition is everything. And a lot of times when the body starts acting weird, or you get these aches and pains, or the body's just not getting something that it needs, usually there's something nutritional involved. And that's why it's good to figure out if there are any deficiencies that are there that you need to look at. And that's first and foremost one of the things I would jump on and see if that's a factor. And that'll help tremendously with what you're dealing with. That's where I would go first. First and foremost, you would get that looked at, make sure it's, you know, kind of in a good spot. And then you go from there. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Lyle Valentine, Derek Allen, and our chief engineer, John Garrison. You'll tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of Asa RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.